Interesting. I was struck by the suggestion you shared about orienting oneself toward what one can give to a moment rather than what one can get from a moment. This mind shift seems hugely beneficial. Would you expand on this? I mean, it's kind of similar just as what I was talking about just now. It's just that same kind of theme of, you know, we tend to create tension and blocks and by... And the reality is that sometimes the meditation is really the pits. But on the grander scale of things, that's ordinary. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. And a lot of practice is being willing to be patient. Just being ready to receive a quality of peacefulness or tranquility, rather than trying to squeeze it out of every moment. that sense of patience is really important. Like I remember, it was really frustrating for most of us as Westerners. Practicing with Ajahn Chah in the monasteries there, and because we go to with this difficulty, this doubt, this problem, and nine times out of ten, Ajahn Chah was his answer: just be patient. that was really makes you impatient and frustrated. But the more you hear that, you realize, it's really important, because that, and again, that how we frame patience is more like being willing to be present with what we're experiencing. Say, as opposed, usually patience is sort of, it's like putting up with something miserable and waiting for it to be over. Yes. Okay, I can be patient with this, and you're just sort of waiting it for it to end. But, and again, this is where this quality of giving to the moment, just being willing to be present, giving attention to the present moment, so that we can be ready to receive, and that quality of generosity, that kind of that heart one of the words that the idiom that's used in the Buddha uses in talking about generosity is open-handed generosity. So that there's this open hand giving rather than holding back. So that we're doing things in a way where it's really open-handed and not holding back. There's a book about that.